successful.
How much work
do you get done in that bye week? Is it a lot of film? Is it a lot of
It's. I mean, obviously, you want to get a jump start on the team you're going to play next, but we also got a couple practices in and some good, crisp, maybe a little shorter practices, but practices nevertheless.
Is it more that bye week's a lot of developmental stuff? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a lot of it's certainly has a developmental aspect, and I remember being in that part, and you get a lot of work on the bye week, but at the same time, a lot of the older guys get a lot of rest, but we get to practice as well, so I thought we got some things done.
What have you done kind of in the off season with the road stuff? Mm-hmm. I mean, you're going to get that question about winning on the road.
Well, yeah, I don't think there's anything you can do in the off season. I think it just comes down to preparing better and executing better in those situations. There's no way to really simulate it or pretend you've got it fixed. It's something that you just have to prepare for and improve on.
From what you've seen from Michigan State, what makes them as talented as they are and statistically as good as they've been so far this season?
Well, they stop people from running the ball from the very beginning. And if you don't get a positive play on that first down, you're already behind the chains, and they got you where you want you. So they do a really good job of stopping the run, which is those regular down situations. And then they can do a lot of things when they get into third and 8, 9, 10 with the personnel they have on the back end and in the front.
On that Saturday when you have your bye week, you know, okay, that's a day you don't have practice, you just do whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And you see that your upcoming opponent's playing. Are you paying a lot of attention to that game, or is that just something that you kind of ignore, knowing that, okay, you're going to be watching the film on them later? Right?
Well, yeah, it's something where, I mean, I clicked to it a little bit. I was kind of watching a lot of college football, but obviously wanted to peek at them. And, I mean, you don't get that good of a sense watching a team like Indiana, who's a no-huddle, bubble left, bubble right, kind of spread it around team, which I wouldn't consider us in that category. But you certainly get to still see their defense and their personnel.
Is no-huddle something that could possibly be used here this Saturday for you guys?
I think it's something that we're comfortable with using anytime, whether it's the number one ranked defense or a Division III school. So it's something we want to be able to do, and if a situation calls for it or if they feel like that's the best way to attack them, we're going to do that.
When on Saturday you heard about what happened with the guys that had issues, what was your reaction, especially considering Micah being a guy that you know, obviously he's a
captain? Well, yeah, it's mistakes that can't happen, but we're going to move forward.